AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In a conference call to campaign workers, President Trump insists he believes he's going to win. The president added he didn't have that sense of confidence 2 weeks ago when he was hospitalized with the coronavirus. The president also called the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, a disaster. The president was quoted as saying, "People are tired of hearing Fauci and all these idiots." Speaking through Johns Hopkins University, Fauci talked about one of the reasons coronavirus cases have been so high in the U.S.
So although we say we did shut down, we did not shut down as strictly and as stringently as countries in the European Union, as well as those in Asia.
During his conference call, President Trump suggested it would create a controversy to fire Dr. Fauci. Early voting has started in Florida. Joe Biden's running mate, Kamala Harris, was at a drive-in rally in Orlando.
Let's get out there and organize folks and make sure everybody votes and we will win.
Joe Biden is in Delaware. President Trump will be in Arizona later today. Wales becomes the second nation in the United Kingdom to lock down large parts of its economy to try to stop rising coronavirus infections. First Minister Mark Drakeford says all non-essential retail, leisure, hospitality, and tourism businesses will close for 2 weeks starting Friday.
The only exceptions will be critical workers and jobs where working from home is simply not possible.
A judge in Wisconsin now is reimposing an order from Governor Tony Evers' administration, limiting the number of people who can gather in bars, restaurants, and other indoor venues. The nation's top military leaders are clear to return to work at the Pentagon after self-quarantining as a precaution following the positive coronavirus test of a senior Coast Guard official. A California woman missing for about 2 weeks in Zion National Park in Utah has been found safe. This is AP News. Some promising news during the coronavirus pandemic for the airline industry.
Some promising news for the hard-hit airline industry as some 1 million passengers were screened Sunday. That's the highest total since March. The TSA says that's still 60% less than the same day last year when about 2.6 million flyers were making their way through security lines. Back in April, less than 100,000 people were screened per day. And while passenger numbers are increasing, no one knows if that trend will continue. Infections are spiking in the Midwest and holding in place or edging higher in other parts of the country as colder weather settles in. I'm Shelley Adler.
Nokia says it has been tapped by NASA to build the first cellular communication network on the moon. A 4G communication system will be built by Nokia and will be deployed on a lunar lander to the moon's surface in late 2022. Ed Donahue, AP News.